Okay, so this is going to be kind of deep, but if you listen, it totally makes sense. But preconceived ideas mess up people's understandings. But let me tell you what's going on here. A lot of people say, well, why don't God destroy the devil? Why does God allow evil? This, that, and the other, you know. Well, if you read the Bible, it says God made all things through Christ. So Jesus is the archetype of all things. All the angels, all the humans, all the created, all things created. And so it's a reflection of who Jesus is and what he did. So if you destroyed the devil, you would destroy the typology of the cross, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So you can't destroy the devil. And that's why the hell was made for the devil and his angels, because they had to burn forever as a burnt offering. And so people who choose to follow the devil and not Christ, the smoke of their torment rises forever as a sweet smelling offering. Jesus became an offering for us. And so you have to have the negative part of the sine wave or the sin wave, just like you have to have the positive part, the death, burial, and resurrection. This is why there's going to be a solution really soon to all these riots. You can't keep going negative. There always has to be a bounce back, you know, just like the stock market. You got the negative and you got the positive in all things. And so just like each person is per the sun. Per sun is per the sun. P-E-R-S-O-N. So each created person is per the sun. I was watching the clip from Joe Rogan. The guy was explaining quantum physics or multi-universe. So when you look at another person, you're actually looking at a different version of yourself, because every person is a piece cut off per the sun. And so when you look at somebody, you're looking at a different version of yourself that made different decisions. So the other people around you are the multiverse. Each person is a multiverse in Christ. Each person made different decisions and they went their own path. And so they split off, but they're all different versions. So this is why iron sharpens iron and the flesh cuts the flesh. Iron sharpens iron and the flesh cuts flesh. Because in the body of Christ, as you communicate with each other, you sharpen each other. Now, every person that's in Christ has an anti. There might be multiple antis, but there's always an anti in a system, because you have the positive part of the sine wave and the negative part. And the sine wave is nothing more than the snake on the cross. The snake had to... Jesus became sin for you. Jesus became the snake on the cross to fish you out. So Nineveh is the letter N, right? They didn't know their left hand from their right hand, and Jonah was to preach to Nineveh. They worshiped the fish god, right? So he came out of the fish, and he smelled like a fish, and they fell down and worshiped the true God by his preaching. They repented. The whole nation was under judgment. And so the letter N is snake and fish, according to Phoenician script. And so the snake and the fish, Jesus became sin to fish you out. He became the snake to fish you out, right? The Vesca Piscis symbol. And so that is the true communion right there at the cross, what Jesus did on the cross. But some people will reject it. So there's your anti multiverse. You got the multiverse and you got the anti-multiverse. And so the anti has to burn up forever. It can't be destroyed. So this goes back to the original question. Why doesn't God destroy the devil? Because he's a piece cut off. He would destroy a part of what he did at the cross. Why does it rains on the just and the unjust? Why didn't Adam and Eve destroy Cain? Because Cain was a piece cut off from them. Abel was a piece cut off from them. God's not going to destroy himself. Everything's a piece cut off, but he can have the devil and his angels burning forever in hell because they chose to be their own sacrifice. They chose to be their own savior, which they can't, so they have to burn forever, which points back to the cross. So everything points to the cross. Your fingers, your fingernails, the prints on your finger, everything, you walking, crosswalk, cross the street, cross with your neighbor, cross hairs, cross eye, cross your heart, hope to die. Everything points to the cross. The cross on the door of your front of your house, the cube that you're in, you unfold it and you see the cross, or you infold it and you get the cube, which is the 666. So the 666 is always trying to encroach. And this is why there's a pre-trib rapture, because the church holds back until he who letteth be taken out of the way, that wicked one can't be revealed. The church is always pushing back against the anti. Actually, the anti can't exist without the church. And so once the church is caught up, then the anti, then all Hades can break loose. And so that's why they're going to say the Christians were caught up by aliens or whatever. And it is true, because God is extraterrestrial. He's not terrestrial. And so, long story short, the reason God can't destroy the devil, because God, it was a piece cut off from him. And if he destroyed the devil, he would destroy the types. And you can't destroy the types. You can't destroy the types and shadows. Well, if you try, this is how they do magic. They bend the types and shadows. And if you try to destroy the types and shadows, you destroy yourself. You can't do it. It's impossible. And so all the rebellion. See, the more people are in the flesh, the more the law comes in. If you walk in the spirit, there's less law. So to be free, if you really want to be free, you have to walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. If you want to be a slave, walk in the flesh. And so people who go all the way to the extreme of the flesh, they think they're free, but they're not. They're destroying their own soul. So all the Satanists out there who say, well, I'm free because I'm at the bottom part of the sine wave. I've sold to the devil. No, you're not free. You're a slave to the devil. You're a slave to sin. You can't stop. And so the reason the anti exists is because Jesus came down, split. He went to the cross, became sin for us, went through the cross, rose again, sent back the Holy Spirit to the church. Now, the believers are copies. They're copies of Jesus, the earnest of the Spirit. When we see him, we'll be like him. That's why the Bible says when you see him, you'll be like him. So when you take all the data points and put all the pieces together, everybody, every creation is per the Son. And so each person is a multiverse of that. And that's why you can learn from other people, because you're actually learning from yourself. And especially in the church, you have one faith, one Lord, one baptism. So as you commune and communicate, and this is why they want to separate us, because the more we commune with each other, the more we learn. Because when you commune with a demon or a devil, it's like darkness. It's blind. You can't yoke up with darkness. It blinds you. So when you come out from among them, communicate with believers, then you grow exponentially. And this is one of the things they're trying to do. They're trying to shut down my channel. YouTube deleted the last video I uploaded. They removed it. They completely removed my last video. And so they're trying to shut down this communication or communion with saints, because as you communicate with each other, you exponentially grow. E-X-P-O-N is pond. you outpond. You're growing exponentially when you're in communion with other saints, because you're in communion with a different version of yourself in Christ. So iron sharpens iron, because you're actually looking at yourself, a different gift in the body, a different member. And the Bible talks about your human body nourishes itself. And this is why chiropractor, you can do some stretches, and I need to do a video about how to heal your sciatica with just one easy exercise, one easy stretch. If somebody has sciatica in their right foot, take your right foot, put it face away from the chair, put your right foot over the top of the chair, and bend down with your left foot, and you'll hear a little click, and you're realigning your pelvis to get rid of the pressure off that nerve, and the pain will go away instantly. If it's the left foot, face away from the chair, put your left foot on the chair, bend your right knee, and you'll hear a click, and it's taking the pressure off of that nerve, and it'll instantly, the pain will go away instantly. Okay, so I'll do a video on that later, but you nourish your, the body of Christ nourishes itself, and because you're actually per the Son, and your piece is cut off, being cut back in. So there's an anti that has to burn forever. That's just the way it is. And you can't destroy either one, because if you destroy either one, you destroy the typology of what Jesus did before the foundation of the world.